It's The Record with Jeannie Yandel. I'm Ross Reynolds, and it's time to put on my polyester voice to say it's time once again to play Public Radio's 11th most popular game show, The News Quiz. To qualify to play the KUOW News Quiz earlier this hour, we asked this question: how many days has the federal government been in partial shutdown? Well, there was a lot of competition for this, but the correct answer of 11 days did get someone to answer it, and they're qualified to play the news quiz. Amina Al-Asadi, who got the correct answer?
Ross, our guest today is Christine Lee. Now, Christine is a clinical advisor for dental education, so she trains dentists on how to use anesthesia. That also means she has as much access to funny gas as she could possibly want, not that she would use it, of course. When she's not training dentists, she spends her free time as a competitive Rubik's Cube solver. She can solve a 3x3 in under a minute. However, Ross, for all her wonderful, wonderful qualities, Christine is not a member of Public Radio.
What the what? Christine, welcome, and thanks for playing today.
Hi.
But I gotta say, what do we need to do to get you to become a member of Public Radio? Do you want us to give you some really easy questions so you'll totally win the news quiz? What's it going to take?
I think the easy questions will be the best route for me to become a member today.
Okay, quick rewrite here. All right. You are now going to play Christine, and you know the rules. If you can answer two of these three questions correctly, you become the Record's news quiz winner. And by that honor, your photo will be atop KUOW's Facebook page. And you, your life will change forever. Are you ready to answer that question?
I'm more than ready.
Okay, question number one. Earlier this week, the Seattle City Council adopted new rules governing how and where what kind of businesses can operate. Were they distilleries? Were they marijuana businesses? Or were they haberdasheries? Which type of business did the City Council adopt rules on governing where and how they could operate? Were they distilleries, marijuana businesses, or haberdasheries?
The City Council made regulations for marijuana distributors.
You are correct. Let's move to question number two, Christine, and see how you fare with that. The Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded the 2013 Peace Prize today. Who won? Was it the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons? Was it Malala Yousafzai? Or was it Chancellor Angela Merkel? Which one of those got the award for the 2013 Peace Prize from the Nobel Prize Committee? The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, Malala Yousafzai, or Chancellor Angela Merkel?
Okay, she was a writer. Can't remember if she was a chancellor or not. I'm going to go with B.
B. I am so sorry. You are thinking of yesterday's award in literature, which indeed did go to Alice Munro, a woman. We're talking about the Peace Prize, which is awarded today. And that went for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. But don't give up. You've got another chance here. Christine, on the show yesterday, Marcy Silman talked to nutritionist Mary Purdy, and Mary recommended eating what root vegetable to keep your energy up during the fall and winter? Was it carrots? Was it beets? Was it the burdock root? What root vegetable do you need to eat to keep energy up during the fall and winter? Was it the burdock root, beets, or carrots?
The vegetable that'll keep your energy up in the fall and winter is
the burdock root. You are correct.
Burdock root, yes.
Amina Al-Asadi, how did Christine do?
Christine did not need us to rewrite the questions to be easier. She got 2 out of 3. She won.
Excellent. So we didn't rewrite them, so you don't have to become a member. But Christine, you know, think about it.
I will do so. Okay. I actually plan on doing so this weekend.
That's great. And congratulations. Your picture, don't go off the line. We need to get you to send us your photo. So it'll be up on the KOW Facebook page, and you will be subject to so much honor, and people will be loving you so much. Your life's going to change for the better with us. Thanks so much for playing. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.